Welcome to the Intuitive Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Riddick. I'm an author, teacher, and eternal seeker of truth. I am on a mission to spread metaphysical knowledge to help you awaken your spirit. If you want to learn how to open the door to your divine self, you are in the right place. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Intuitive Awakening. Thank you for joining me for this week's episode. We have a great guest joining us today, Sandy Waters. She's with us and she is a gifted medium based in the Boston area. Her path to mediumship began in 2012 following the loss of her father. Through messages received from other mediums, Sandy found comfort in knowing her father's spirit was still with her, and this inspired her to help others find the same peace. Sandy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad, to connect with you today. I am really interested in hearing people's stories and understanding how they got to where they are today. And I know you said that it was with the loss of your father. So perhaps start there. But also, I wonder, were you religious growing up? Because I always wonder if there's some sort of personal conflict with doing this work, because it's frowned upon, it's looked at as illegitimate. There's so much negative attached to it. So I would love to hear how you got into this.
Yes, it's kind of funny the way that I got into it. Like I said, it was from the loss of my father. I actually was not, we were Episcopalian, but not necessarily very religious. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like we regularly went to the church. So as far as religion, I'm not even very religious, if you will. So even when I share messages now, I'll see like Mother Mary or things like that. But when they give me details of religious things, it's not necessarily my strength. But going back to how I got into it, I actually didn't really believe in any of this growing up. I know a lot of people say, I've done this my whole life. And for me, I lost my father. He was my best friend, and it was a tough loss. And somebody had said to me, "Do you want to go to a medium?" And in that first meeting, it's like it shifts you. They know things they couldn't know. And it was like this spark went off in me, like, oh, wait a minute, maybe there's something to this. Maybe there's something real to this. And so I went from medium to medium to different mediumship events. And eventually it led me to taking years of classes and really not intending for it to be my work, just my own healing journey to, from the loss of my father. And it was just such a fascinating process to me. And so now moving forward, I consider myself so grateful to be able to do this for a living and to be able to, share that comfort and that peace with other people. And God, I wish everyone knew that our loved ones really are just a thought away, they really do watch over us,
And I think many people, obviously, as a human, we have fears around death. We don't know 100% for sure what that next trip is going to look like once we pass away, when our loved ones pass away. So there's a lot of fear associated with that. So when you first started training, what was it like?
Gosh, it was interesting. I think, there's some days I respectfully wish I could go back to those days and sort of soak it all in again, because, at this point in your life, when you're doing it for work, people, there's so much weight on it some days, to get it right and to be right on, where when you're practicing, it's just, you don't care. Well, not that you don't care, but you always want to get it right, but there's not so much weight on it. There's some days that I think to myself, okay, there's some people that could sit with me that if I don't get it right, they're not going to have trust in it. They're not going to go back to somebody else. So, that's always an interesting process to get through. And I always say, just stay with me, eventually they'll get to pieces that you'll know they're with you.
Yes. And so during your training, I guess, you said you were Episcopalian. So when you were doing this, where did
Respectfully, I couldn't even tell you what Episcopalian
you
means. I just know that that's how we were brought up. So please don't ask.
Oh, no, don't worry. I won't be asking about that, but I was curious more so. So when you're learning during your training, where are the spirits coming from?
I couldn't really answer that question. I mean, I know that you hear things, you see things, you just know things. I love when I feel the connection with loved ones, and there's nothing more fun to me than feeling the personality of who it is that's lost, and connecting with that spirit. Even just last night, it took me a minute to tap in. I had a mother and daughter sitting with me, and the father had passed. And once I connected with the spirit of who he was as a person and his personality, it's like everything just opens up. You've connected, you've touched the soul of the loved one that's passed. So I guess just knowing that they're with us and feeling their presence and their, again, personality of who they are. Oftentimes they'll take me back to how they passed. And typically, I always say it's sort of a catalyst of change in our lives. How someone passed, when they passed, all of those pieces shift our lives when it's a loved one in so many ways. And they are things that make a difference. Was it a quick passing or was it an illness that impacted your life coming up to that, or all of those pieces change who we are. And so I like to tap into, who's the person, who is the loved one that's passed, what is their personality, what transpired, why are we here, what's the healing that the person sitting in front of me needs to move forward from that, and connecting with those pieces. But yeah, we see things, we hear things, we feel things. You just know sometimes that your loved one is with you.
And okay, I guess, okay, a couple of questions here. Number one, when you began to dialogue with that spirit, did they know it was their time? Like, did their spirit know that that was the point that they were going to be leaving this world?
You mean when I connect with them now?
Yes.
As a soul coming in, that's an interesting question. I don't know that I have necessarily tapped into, did they know? An interesting piece, though, and again, I didn't do any of this when I lost my father. The morning that he passed, many of our family members had gotten together to go for breakfast, and he actually was talking about seeing the angels as we're sitting for breakfast. And we knew he was not well at the time, but no one knew that we would lose him that day. And so it's again one of those stories that I look back and think, we have to know, we have to connect those pieces of, okay, we all have a time. And I had the fortune of sitting with him one day, and I'm trying to say goodbye, knowing that he's not well, and he says to me, we're all going to go at some point. It's just a matter of when. And I think that that's a reality that we need to sit with some days and realize that the life and the time that we have here now is so precious. And I think honestly, it's one of the best ways that we can honor our life here and also our loved ones, just to make the most of the time that we have in front of us,
Definitely.
And
I
I
want
think sometimes though, to note or to go back to that question, I do think that there's a piece of us that has that notion of, especially when we're not doing well, that that time is coming. And it's interesting because I think sometimes too, you'll even see, doctors will give you, put your affairs in order, you don't have long. And people are like, oh, heck no, I've got, years left in me. I'm still going to keep going. So I think that that we do have some knowing in our soul of our time here to some degree.
Definitely. So when you're tapping in to connect to that deceased spirit, who is bringing them here? Like, who's like bridging that connection between you and them?
Yeah, so sometimes it's always a fascinating journey of how, it's like a story that unfolds. And sometimes it's the loved one in spirit who will actually step in and say, "Hello, I'm here." And other times it will be, especially most of us have several people that we've lost, you know. And so oftentimes you'll even see some family members bringing in other loved ones. You know, hey, this one's here or that one's here. Or you'll sometimes have one family member who sort of takes over the reading and says, "Well, this one's here and this one's here and this one is has this to say and this one has that to say." And other times it's like a steady line of, you know, I've got 10 family members that each want their turn to speak. But their personality when they come through is who they were in life, you know, their soul is still the same. And so, what their personality would have been like if they were someone who, hey, there's 10 people here, but I'm going to do all the talking, that's the way they're going to come through. So, you know, it's their souls coming through in this way, you know, as though they are still living. You know, to me, I think that our soul lives on, and that's the connection of where I'm making the connection to is the soul of the physical being who was here in this lifetime.
I'm glad you spoke about the personalities because I think some people aren't aware that we still maintain our personalities even though we've crossed
Yes.
over. We still
Yes.
are who we are.
Yeah. You know, and I think that honestly, some of those are the things that we miss the most about our loved ones. You know, I laugh some days because some of the things that frustrated me the most about my dad are the things that I miss the most. So, you know, our personality is who we are. And yeah, I love that piece of connection.
So when you're preparing to, let's say you have a list of clients the next day and you're preparing, do any of these spirits come see you in your dreams the night before? Do you get visitations from them?
Sometimes, but not that often. I will say though, especially if I'm really busy or I'm not feeling well or whatever it is, if I'm a little bit more nervous about whether it's going into an event or a day of private readings, I will sometimes, and typically it's I'll take a shower before I'm, you know, as I'm getting ready. And that's my time that I'm like, okay, can somebody step in and let me know that somebody's gonna show up for me today? You know, and then other times it's just a matter of, you know, who's there or what's going on. I've been at events and, you know, I'll step into the restroom, and if someone's there for the event in the restroom with me, sometimes I can feel like, oh, dad's coming in with them, or oh, mom's coming in with them. You know, so it's like that tap on the shoulder, like, you know, I'm here.
And what about so when a person goes home or they cross over, how often do they check in on you in your life?
I think it depends on a couple of things. I think it depends on where we're at and how often we're asking them to show up. You know, are we going through things? Are we saying, "Hey, you know, God, I miss you and I wish you were here." And then other times I think, you know, life sort of moves in a flow and we don't necessarily need them every day. I think it's different for everyone and where we're at in life. And I think it's important for us to remember that sometimes it's up to us to say, "Hey, I need you. Can you give me a sign? Can you show me something?" And to trust. You know, I wish the conversations that I had with them are as clear as the conversations that I am having with you or, you know, in real life or real time. It's sort of those thoughts that come through and that's how they communicate with us. And I think it's important for people to understand that. You know, I am a huge believer in my path and from the classes that I've taught that we're all born with a gift of connection. Every single one of us, you know, if we're connected to another soul, we have those connections. And I think we can all do this work in some degree. It's like learning a language. And how much time do you want to invest, and how much do you want to learn how it all works? You know, maybe it's just being able to connect with your loved one and sitting in the peace and quiet and trusting that, you know, you're having a real conversation with them. Or I say, especially in a lot of the events that I do, I sort of tease because, you know, a lot of times, like a wife will come and they sort of drag their significant other or their husband in or whatever. And I always say, you know, just be open to what comes through because I never know who or what will come through. But we all have a faith base, whether we think we do or we don't, or whatever words you want to put to it. We've all had those days that we're like, God, today's a crappy day. Can somebody just show up for me? Or you're going in for surgery and you're like, can somebody watch over me? Can you make sure that this goes okay? Or, you know, a loved one is going through hard times and we're like, okay, can somebody watch over them? And we may not even know who we're asking to watch over them, but we're setting that intention and asking those things. And I think it's following the other side of that and trusting that there is someone on the other side listening, watching, hearing, and wanting it to come full circle and bring that healing through and watch over those pieces. But I genuinely believe that we all have connected in some way to the other side.
Definitely. And you know, there's a question I'm going to ask you, and it's okay if you don't know, because I don't know why this just came in my head. But I'm also wondering, since yes, we kind of do have like this spiritual support team around us to help us, even if we can't see them or hear them all the time, what about ancestors? Have you ever had somebody's ancestors
Oh,
come through?
absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. You know, it's always a fascinating journey. God, I wish I knew sitting down with people what was going to come through. But yeah, and sometimes I've even had some people who are like they'll even be working on family trees and not necessarily know details, but I've had people that will go home and do research based on the things that come through and say, oh, I didn't know this, or I didn't know that. Or, you know, sometimes even details will come through that people don't know certain pieces of how someone passed, and they'll go back and look into it or ask other family members, like what really happened. And so it's always fun, but absolutely, I have ancestors that step in and acknowledge, you know, different pieces.
That's so cool. I love that. I
Yes,
always
it's
wonder,
really
like, how far back,
interesting.
you know, is somebody, like, how many generations back will is somebody watching us or wanting to step forward and.
Yeah, you know, and honestly, it all depends on what's coming through. Or especially with the readings that I do, my intent is always healing. And so sometimes, you know, it'll be an older generation sort of stepping in and saying, hey, this is generations of family issues that have happened. And she may not know me, but she knows our stories. And so I want to step in and acknowledge these pieces. And the skeptic in me always wants details, you know, to come through. So I'm always like, okay, show me something in real time that she does know to validate who you are or what those details are. Even if it's acknowledging, you know, loved ones that are a closer generation that she knew, you know, or he.
So, okay. You're
And
an
even
enhanced.
guides can come through. Sorry.
Oh, no. You said guides?
Yeah, so even our guides can come through and be acknowledged in different ways and just say, hey, I'm watching over or I'm working on this, and you know, validate things that are going on in people's lives to help work through those details and help us get through. It's so funny because I talk about things now that 20 years ago I would have been like, oh my God, that none of that is real. What are you talking about? And now I'm like, no, they're there, they're real, and they're a part of our lives.
Yeah. So how do people respond then? Like if you're giving a mediumship reading, connecting them to somebody who has passed, but they may not believe in spirit guides, right? Let alone believe in like life after death to this extent. So how do they respond when you're saying, oh, your guide is stepping forward and maybe has a message for you or something?
I honestly can't think of a time that it was not perceived in a positive light. Hopefully there haven't been any. But it's interesting because I think that in sitting next to someone, when you start to read them, I hope that the things that come through are pertinent to what's going on in their lives. So if you're someone who's sitting across from me and I'm reading you, typically speaking, if that's like hands off for you and you're new to the process, they're not going to necessarily bring through details of that. Now, if you're someone who's well versed in all of it and you have an openness to it, they'll come right in and bring you the details. So I think it's sort of a reading meets you where you're at and brings through what's pertinent in your life at the time.
How do, I'm not sure if you get these types of messages, but from the spirit that you're conversing with, do they describe the afterlife? Do family members ask, like, what are you doing over there?
So it depends on what's going on. Even today I did a reading and it was kind of fun because the mother was like, she was showing me, gosh, I don't remember the exact details, but I know like she towards her the end of her life, what she was a woman who was like go, go all the time. And then her end of life started to really slow down and she couldn't do the things that she was doing. So she was showing me like out in the gardens and full of life and running around and all of those things. So they do sometimes, typically it's pertinent again to the details of what transpired throughout their life to say, hey, look at what I get to do, or a dad that'll come in and be like, hey, look, I'm riding my Harley again, or all of those little things that I think are just fun details that they can acknowledge, like, hey, I'm free and alive. And sometimes it's even when we have to make choices to let a loved one go. It's not always easy, and there is a piece of us that struggles with it. So a lot of times family members will even say, I would not have wanted to live that way. I'm grateful that you made the choices that you did. And look at the life I get to live now because you let me go. So they'll often show details of where they're at and things in the afterlife. Again, just to me, the readings that I do, it's all about healing and comfort and bringing that through. So that's my intent in the readings that I do. So those are the details that come through and that I like to bring through. And I think when we work with the other side, the more you're like, oh, thank you. I loved bringing that through. The more they're like, okay, let's do more of that. It's like they're my best friends, but I have to trust them.
So I know as a medium, when this journey started, it was, in part due to your father leaving. So have you attempted, like now that you've been doing this for a while, have you reconnected? Like, do you talk to your father? Like, do you do the same thing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's funny too, because every so often he'll bring me different messages for other family members. And that's always fun to be able to say, hey, you were doing this or you were doing that. And, he's watching over you. But do I connect with him? Absolutely. And, there is a weight some days to bringing through the messages that I do. And so there's days that I'm like, just let me be enough. And I'm like, Dad, show up, hold my hand, because ultimately, at the end of the day, like I've walked those shoes of loss, and that's why I do what I do. So it's so important to me some days to bring that reminder in and be like, Dad, remind me, let me know that I can do this. And actually, I do a lot of events where I get up in front of groups and share messages. And the song that I play before I start my messages is a song that was played at my dad's funeral service. And it just gives me that time to, remind me why I'm there and what I'm doing and why I'm doing it.
Definitely. I think I said this earlier, but I'm wondering, what are your th so when somebody approaches you and they are afraid of dying, they're afraid of what's next, or they're afraid of that event because we're all gonna go through it. Nobody is exempt. What message would you share with them?
You know what? I think to me, I would just to close your eyes. It's going to be okay. Just take a deep breath. It's kind of like in anything that we do in life that we're afraid of. Hold my hand. Know that it's going to be okay. And honestly, I've had the privilege of sharing that message with so many people that have lost one. I can see that, like, that holding somebody's hand as they're saying goodbye, and the warmth and the love that people that are going to the other side, the love and the comfort that they find in that moment of, I needed to hear it was okay for me to go. I needed that peace, that comfort. And so many people hang on for the loved ones that are still here. So it is, I think, sometimes important to let them know it's okay. It's okay to go. And, again, to me, I think of it this way. It's like unzipping our physical body, and our soul, floats up to the heavens, so to speak. And our physical body's gone, but our soul just lives on and on. And we all are able to connect to the soul of who everyone is.
Yeah, definitely. When a spirit takes you to the time of their death, do they ever explain, like, they feel no pain? They're gone immediately. Like, they've already left, even though, the body is still there at the end stages. Like, how quickly are they, is their spirit or soul out of their body?
It's different for everyone depending on the circumstances of what transpires. But a lot of times, especially with young people that are in like tragic accidents or things like that, they're like, no, my soul, like there was an impact and I was gone. So the trauma of what you see isn't what I went through. It's like I'm already gone before that point of, what you're holding on to. So to me, the majority of the time, it's pretty quickly that I can see that, their soul had passed on. But then there's sometimes that, when someone's in a coma or when someone's intubated or any of those things, like they'll sit with me and show me who was coming and going, or what was transpiring during that time, to acknowledge, no, I would, my mental body or my mind was not physically there. I wasn't able to communicate, but my soul was still there with you, and seeing those pieces. So it's really different depending on what the circumstances are and how they transition.
Can you clarify for the audience? Because I think this is really important. Because I'll explain why in a minute, but what's the difference between if you're going to get a psychic reading versus a mediumship reading?
Oh, yes. So a psychic reading, you're going in and someone is tapping into what's going on in your life, and what's coming up for you in your life. And a mediumship reading is connecting to your loved ones that have passed. So a little tip, all mediums are psychic. all psychics are not mediums. We
Yes.
all mediums have that intuition, that knowing that we can tap into the psychic side of things. So that's the biggest sort of difference between the two. Do you want me to talk a little bit about like the psychic piece of it?
Sure, that's completely fine. I was just gonna say, yes, I've been at fairs and events, and I specifically say, give psychic readings, and then I'll end up having a number of people come and sign up, and when they sit down, it's a mediumship reading that they wanted, and I was like, oh no,
Yes.
every time, and I was like, oh God, okay,
Yes.
every time. So
It's
many people should
fun.
hear this.
It's so important. It's so important. You know what? And especially if you're going to, I think respectfully, you know, maybe it's just my personal opinion, if you're going to a medium, they're going to be able to connect psychically. The downside, though, is if you go to a psychic and you're hoping to connect with a loved one, not all psychics will be able to do that. That's the difference. And I think sometimes, too, it's easier if they know that, okay, you want to connect to your loved ones than to go in and you know, do it in reverse, so to speak.
Yeah,
Yeah.
definitely.
I love both. You know, my favorite personally, because I can do both, is blending the two together. When your loved ones step in and acknowledge, you know, things that are going on in your life, or, you
Yes.
know, hey, let go of the jerk, or hey, I'm glad you changed jobs, or, you know, whatever it is.
So, do you know when a soul leaves? Yes, they may be interested in what's happening with, if it's their daughter or their son or somebody in their family, but are they generally concerned with what's going on planet Earth?
You know what? I think it's pertinent only because when someone is coming and sitting with me, there's a reason that that person is coming and sitting with me. So, in other words, if I were just sitting and talking to my father, he wouldn't necessarily sit and reference everything that's going on in my life, but that's sort of the intent of someone coming in to sit with me is, you know, to reconnect with their loved ones. And I think it's important for us to know that our loved ones still see what's going on and, you know, what's happening. And hey, I'm proud of what you've done or what you've accomplished or, you know, those details or those things that come through.
I'm curious if at all during any of your interactions, have they ever brought up past lives or life before this life?
Occasionally, not often, but I think sometimes we're mediums are all, we're all different. It's like going and getting a piece of artwork. So for me, I like to tap into more who someone is and what's going on now. So if it were relevant to something, then would it step in? Absolutely. Similar to like if a guide stepped in. Is it something that happens on a regular basis? No, but does it happen occasionally? Absolutely. Yep.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Because I'm always curious about the level or the depth of our connections with our immediate family, especially when they pass, what do they want to talk about besides, yes, the event is hard and we have to heal and move on. But I'm curious, like, if there's other things that they want us to know or really bring to our attention that might seem a little unusual or unexpected.
Yeah, so it's interesting because I have a lot of different clients at this point. So I have some that, you know, they'll come in one time, they need that healing, and then they are okay. They can move on. It's like the weight has lifted and okay. And then I have others that, you know, every so often, you know, they'll come in and see me and catch up and, you know, see what's going on. And then, you know, and sometimes it's to connect with loved ones, and sometimes it's okay, what's going on in my life, or how do I get through this, or what, you know, what's at the end of the tunnel? So it varies depending on where people are at. And I think it's more likely, not that it's not going to happen, but it's more likely to happen on somebody who's sort of well merged into, the spiritual connections, and they've been a few times, and other things are more likely to step in and be acknowledged, if that makes sense.
Yes, and you've said earlier that sometimes, even though you may not have a connection to certain religious figures, that they will appear. What is the variety that you have seen, and are they coming in to conf to for what reason?
Yeah, so a lot of times it's just loved ones, acknowledging more than anything that there was a faith,
Okay.
or that there was a faith that got them through the things that they were going through. And sometimes they'll use it as a piece to acknowledge. A lot of times people that are sitting in front of me are going through hard times, whether it's grief or whatever it is, that's brought them to sit with me. And so oftentimes it's, that's what got me through the hard times. I see that you're going through the hard times. And it's not necessarily to say, hey, use that to get through. It's to acknowledge, like, I see you. And, we all need something to hold on to, or a faith of something to get us through those hard times.
And the people that have come to you who are skeptical or have this very devout belief in like heaven or hell, which is a really dominant belief, what is their reaction when one of their loved ones does come through and wants to
Yeah,
talk?
you know what? It's always interesting to see. I had a fun circumstance where I was at an event, and a woman's husband came to pick her up at the end of the event. So he's not anticipating anything. I said, "Oh, your dad's here," and he just opened up with different details of what's going on in his business and all of these things. And it's always fun to see when somebody goes from, this isn't real, to, oh, wait a minute. It's a fascinating process to me. I always say, come with an open mind, come with an open heart. There's a reason that you're sitting here. Just be open to it. And with all due respect, I sat on the other side. I didn't believe in any of it. So I know where people are coming from that have that. And, not it's hard to be tested over and over again by people, but I think that people have to come in with some sense of skepticism. I mean,
Even if they come in with skepticism, they're there because they have hope. I think
yes,
there's that lingering
absolutely.
little hope that may be.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I like to think that I've made a lot of believers over my years of doing
Good,
this.
good.
It's always fun to watch. Sorry. I've had some people that it's fun when I start an event, because it's like, nobody knows who you are, and you have to build the faith with people. So I could start the event and people don't want to acknowledge anything. Like, you have to have a laundry list of, being right on with people. By the end of the night, I sort of joke, I could say at the end of the night, I have a dad here, and everybody's like, oh, I think you're with me, But it's building that faith and that belief in, okay, there's something real here, and I want to see what it is.
Yes, definitely. So, through all of your experiences and readings, what is the biggest lesson, that you've learned personally?
Life is short. We don't know how long we're going to be here. And I say that to people all the time. The work that I do changed me. It changes me every day. As much as, it is work, you can't walk away from the stories and the people and not be changed every day and realize how fragile life is. And, honestly, there's so many people I know right now struggling in the world and, having a hard time with everything going on. And I look at it and I think we're in one of the best times of life ever because people are shifting and are so compassionate to one another at the core. When we sit down one-on-one with people, people are looking for connection and kindness and human connection like never before. And so, as much as, and maybe I'm the eternal optimist, but I think that there's such a shift coming around us that people truly, genuinely are coming together and connecting in a way that I don't know that we've seen before.
Yes.
Not in my lifetime.
So, quick question, because I don't know why this just dawned on me. So many people, not many, I shouldn't say many, I'll say many people in this community hold a belief that we plan out certain portions of our life. Obviously, we have free will, right? But certain things we want to experience, maybe. Do you think that your soul prior to this life planned out mediumship?
Wow. If that's funny, I've never had that thought or that question before. I believe that everything in life happens for a reason. And, even tapping into the psychic readings that I do, I used to only want to do mediumship and that healing piece of it. And what I've learned is there's so many life experiences. We lose a job, we lose a relationship, something feels tragic to us. And yet, to me, okay, what's the light at the end of the tunnel? There's a reason that this happened. And had that not happened, you wouldn't propel yourself forward in this lifetime. As much as losing my father was probably the most tragic thing I've ever been through in my life, it has been the most amazing gift I've ever had. And, I think on point to what you said, I can't help but have that connection when I sit with someone and feel like I'm so grateful for the people that sit next to me and allow me to connect with their loved ones because without the people that come to see me, I couldn't do what I do. And it's truly just such a gift. And I think that our souls definitely have, figured out, okay, there are certain things in this lifetime that you have to do. And honestly, again, I think that some of the most tragic pieces of our lives were meant to happen to give us compassion, understanding, to put us in a place of, this was meant to be, and this is where we're supposed to end up because of what happened.
Well,
So absolutely, I think our soul comes in and is like, okay, I think it's part of the reason sometimes why we want certain things in our lives and we keep trying to make it happen and trying to make it happen and trying to make it happen. And it's like, why is this not happening? Well, I think that there's truth to what you said. Our soul is like, no, that's not supposed to happen in this lifetime. Get over it, get out of the way. Enjoy what you have and where you're at,
Well, Sandy, it has been a pleasure having you here. Thank you so much for being, on here with us and enlightening us today about mediumship. And if people want to find you, how can they find you?
Thank you. So it's Sandy Waters Medium. I have a website. I'm on Facebook and I'm on Instagram. So just remember the beach, Sandy Waters Medium.
So I think we can remember that. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and have a great week ahead. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.